Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Caden Wheeler,
Tennyson Phillips,
Eric Klein.
So now, Eric, we're at Mountain Heritage High School in Burnsville, and who are we talking to today, sir?
We are talking to two members of the newly formed Seed Saving Club at Mountain Heritage.
So there is now a Seed Saving Club at Mountain Heritage High School. Now, we hear a little bit about seed saving from time to time, but I want to start off my first question just simply, seed saving. What is seed saving?
It is keeping the heritage of seeds and knowing how to save them for next year so you can be able to have a garden.
So now you guys decided you were interested in this. How did you wind up interested in doing this at the high school? And then I know you've got a special event coming up in a couple of weeks.
So it started off with us helping Mr. Klein with his dissertation, and then the students who were involved got really interested in sustainability and learning how to preserve culture and how to carry on the traditions that have been successful in the past. And it's just been a really amazing experience. So then we just decided to continue that on further.
Well, that's pretty cool. So now when you do seed saving, a lot of folks are already into that. Apparently, when you start talking about it, you hear a lot of folks that already know about the advantage of the older seeds and the idea of passing those down among the generations. So now, there's a lot of different ways that folks can be involved in seed saving, and you guys have a special event that's really open to everybody coming up very soon. So you want to tell me about that?
On November the 3rd, it's on a Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Yancey County Public Library. There's going to be a seed swap, and everybody is welcome.
Who all should come to this? Just people that's already into this, or will you guys have some information and maybe be able to introduce some folks to this?
Well, we're mainly hoping that older people and everybody else who's wanting to know about things like this to be able to come and just know what's going on and know that there's somebody in this county that's wanting to do this for them and allow them to do all that.
So now it's a good opportunity if folks are curious about it, they could come and find out more, but also if folks in the community that have been doing this forever want to come and talk about it, be a good opportunity for them to share their knowledge as well. I'm curious about the processes involved in saving them. What do you have to do? So are you guys working towards that type thing, or are you looking for the community to help you with that?
Well, we mainly know just a few things about seed saving, and we're hoping that some older folks that do know what to do and know how to do things like that will come and help us.
One of the reasons I know you picked the Yancey County Public Library as the place to have this is the library system itself has started doing a seed saving library at most of their branches, Spruce Pine, Bakersville, and Newland, and of course here in Yancey County as well. So it gives you an opportunity to kind of get in with what they already have going on as well. So I take it that's why you picked that location.
We picked that location because it all started out, they needed help getting seeds back into the library because some of the seeds, it works just like a book system, like you check the seeds out and then you take the seeds back in once you're finished or whatever you have left. And they had trouble getting some of those seeds back. They weren't very viable. So we're trying to not only help them, but also help students who are interested in learning how to be sustainable with seeds and how to spark an interest in agriculture.
Eric, I know in addition to the seeds, they're going to have refreshments and things like that. But it really is just a good opportunity for everybody to get involved, don't you think?
Yeah, as Tennyson said, the seed swap is primarily there to benefit the seed library at the public library. So we're also asking folks who do maybe have some heirloom seed lying around that's been passed down to their families for generations, if they would be okay bringing some of those seeds to not only exchange with their neighbors here in Yancey County, but also leave some of the seeds for the library to give out next spring.
Once again, tell us when it's going to be and where and everything so folks will know when to be there.
On November 3rd, which is on a Saturday, at the Yancey County Public Library, there's going to be a seed swap, and it's going to be from 10:30 to 12:30. Everybody is welcome, and there's going to be refreshments.
And again, this is an exchange situation. You're helping the seed library, and other folks can get seeds and find out more about it. But really, one of the things you need to emphasize is you'd like for other folks to bring seeds for the seed library.
Yes, we would also like to expand the amount of seeds, so that way, whenever the library gives them out the next year, that they don't end up in the same predicament that they're in this year.
And as always, if folks need more information about what's going on at the library, they can talk to the folks at the library, and you guys will be there on the 3rd to talk to them. So folks should really just come out and find out more and bring some seeds. Eric, how many students are involved in the club at Mountain Heritage?
About 10.
Really?
Right now,
actively.
Well, about 10, yeah, that's pretty good. How did all this come about?
I had the honor of working with about 7 kids this summer, and we drove around the county meeting with older farmers and seed savers. We did that as part of my dissertation research. Mm-hmm. And on a trip back from a seed saver this summer, one of the kids said, "I don't want this project to end." And another kid said, "Maybe it doesn't have to. We could start a seed saving club." And from there, really, the kids took it, contacted the principal about what needs to happen to get a club started. Club day at the fair, they're out there and recruited 16 other kids to join the club with them. And we've kind of settled into about 10 people a steady. And I'm just so impressed that we have a group of teenagers here at Mountain Heritage who are interested in the culture and heritage of Yancey County enough to take their time and really work to preserve seed lines like this.
So once again, the seed swap is going to be on Saturday, November the 3rd, 10:30 until 12:30 at the Yancey County Public Library in Burnsville. Everyone's invited. Bring some seeds and take part in this special project. Thank you to Caden Willis, Tennyson Phillips, and Eric Klein for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.